Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Live, you love it. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on today. Looks as though the weather is on the improving side of the equation right now. We'll check in with Austin in just a minute here, get the forecast for this evening, and also look down the road for a five-day forecast. That will be coming up. But for now, let's go ahead and let's take a look at the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, the busiest period of the Atlantic hurricane season runs from mid-August through mid-October. This month, living up to that reputation, National Hurricane Center forecasters are tracking three systems in the tropics. Tropical storm Dexter, Invest 96L, and a weak area of low pressure right off the southeastern U.S. coastline. Here is the redeeming factor of this whole story. None of those systems are a threat to Florida.
All right, and here's the latest on ICE's attempt to rehire, or to rather hire away, local deputies. Both Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons and Santa Rosa's Bob Johnson are united to stand against the tactic. Simmons says he does not resent the role that ICE is playing in Escambia County. He only objects to the recruitment of deputies, which comes at a time when many sheriff's offices in Florida are short-staffed. ICE will provide $10,000 a year to officers who sign a five-year commitment.
Okay, it's official. Dr. Clifford Humphrey is UWF's new Vice President of Strategic Initiatives and Chief of Staff. In a move this week, Humphrey began reporting to President Manny Diaz as a member of the president's cabinet. He's also responsible for driving strategic initiatives, managing critical operations, and coordinating high-impact projects across the university and its external partners.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a 29-year-old man from Pensacola was arrested yesterday after leading an FHP trooper on a high-speed chase. The incident began around 2 p.m. when FHP noticed that the suspect was speeding at 95 miles per hour on Highway 29. After attempting to evade the trooper by turning onto County Road 95A, the driver lost control and crashed into a wooded area. That's when Tavares Shaquille Amel Moses attempted to flee on foot but was apprehended after the trooper used a taser on him. Moses remains in the Escambia County Jail on a $14,000 bond.
Well, Gulf Breeze High School teacher Molly Mercino has been terminated today. Santa Rosa District Schools fired her. Now that move actually goes into effect officially tomorrow. Mercero is charged with using a two-way device to commit a felony, criminal solicitation, engaging in a romantic relationship with a student, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Now here's the interesting thing here. The unidentified student has denied having any relationship with the teacher.
And the Century Town Council has approved a transfer of over $165,000 from local option sales tax funds to address several urgent needs. These include a loan payment for a utility relocation project, emergency sewer work along Highway 29, and a complete replacement of the HVAC system at Town Hall, where existing units are over 15 years old and one has failed.
Hey, listen, if you're cruising downtown streets, keep the noise down. Pensacola Police enforcing noise ordinances now. PPD's Mike Wood says changes are coming.
If you look at downtown Pensacola over the past 10 or 15 years, and it used to be mostly commercial property down there, and now there's a lot of people that live there, and they understand when they buy in that area that there's going to be a little bit more noise, but there's a point to where it gets ridiculous, and that's vehicles and motorcycles revving engines for no reason at all. Well, scratch that. There is a reason they do it, and that's to get the attention of people.
Well, Wood says it will attract attention, but from PPD officers who are downtown writing those citations and really nailing those noise violators. 515 Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together. This is News Radio 92.3.
All righty, let's see what we got here. We do have some backups developing on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. Also have some on 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. We also have some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach passing the Publix supermarket. And there's some heavy congestion on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling both east and westbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Not seeing any confirmation of an accident yet, but we'll definitely have to keep an eye out for that. Last major spots Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but that should hardly be a surprise this time in the afternoon. As for your weather, 85 degrees right now, going to be a low of 75 tonight with some slight rainfall chances. Those chances are going to increase over the course of the next several days and into your next work week, but the high every step of the way, only sitting at around 90.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
An imposter nurse arrested here in the state after seeing 4,000 patients without a license. Very dangerous situation here. Gary Baumgarten has the details.
Prosecutors say the nurse treated the patients in a hospital in Flagler County. Sheriff Rick Staley calling it one of the most disturbing cases of medical fraud his department has ever investigated, maintaining that 29-year-old Autumn Bardisa potentially put the lives of those patients at risk. Prosecutors say she used a former classmate's medical license to get the job. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And a Miami federal judge has ordered a temporary pause on construction at the immigration detention facility known as Alligator Alcatraz. The ruling is a victory for the Miccosukee tribe and the Friends of the Everglades Environmental Advocacy Group, who are calling for a shutdown of the facility until an environmental study can be completed. District Judge Kathleen Williams issued a temporary order blocking any construction at the site for 2 weeks after hearing 2 days of testimony. The Trump administration is still able to house detainees at the facility, though, during the construction pause.
Okay, good news for the folks over there in the Bend area, Apalachicola area. State wildlife officials could potentially allow oyster harvesting in part of Apalachicola Bay. The bay once supplied more than 90% of Florida's oysters. 10% of the oysters were sold nationally. FWC recommending a limited opening as some oyster reefs in the bay have recovered to a condition that could support a limited harvest. The issue will go before the commission August 14th in Havana. No, not Cuba, Havana, Florida.
And American Airlines is adding nonstop daily service between Miami and Milan, Italy. The new route starts in March of 2026, but tickets go on sale this Monday, August 11th. The flights will be on a Boeing 787-7 and will be the only nonstop service between the two cities.
Fast-tracking the next generation of doctors in one county, Florida, getting some attention here today. Here's CJ Papa.
A shortage of healthcare providers in Polk County, Florida, leads to a shortcut to a medical degree. Florida Polytechnic University and the Orlando College of Osteopathic Medicine will knock off 2 years from the traditional pathway to becoming a doctor, allowing 20 high-achieving students to earn their degree in just 6 years, and they don't have to take the medical college admission test known as the MCAT. Reports show that Polk County, south of Orlando and east of Tampa, has half as many doctors, dentists, and pediatricians per 100,000 residents than the state average. The shortage has been linked to a rapid growth in population. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And Florida is just 1 month away from launching its Second Amendment tax holiday. Governor DeSantis said firearms, ammunition, and related outdoor gear will be tax-free from September 8th through the end of the year. It's part of the budget signed by the governor earlier this summer. Right now, of course, Floridians are benefiting from a month-long back-to-school sales tax holiday.
NHC forecasters saying the worst is yet to come in this year's Atlantic hurricane season, despite a slow start. Edmund Brown has more from Miami.
Hurricane season in the Atlantic enters its peak phase partway through this month, and forecasters at NOAA continue to believe there is a high chance for many powerful storms between now and the end of the year. And yet they are revising some of their predictions downward. They're reducing the number of expected named storms from between 13 and 19 to between 13 and 18. And instead of 6 to 10 hurricanes, only between 5 and 9. And instead of 3 to 5 major hurricanes, meaning Category 3 or stronger, they predict between 2 and 5. So far, since the season began at the start of June, the Atlantic Basin has seen only 4 tropical storms. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your headlining national stories for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever feel powerless? Powerless to change your circumstances? So did the man at the Pool of Bethesda in John chapter 5. This man had an infirmity that rendered him powerless for 38 years. Do you know what changed everything for this man? It was the day he met Jesus. The powerless man met the powerful Son of God. Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately this man picked up his bed and walked for the first time in 38 years. I don't know what it is that's making you feel powerless, whether it's financial, physical, or relational, but I do know that the all-powerful God can meet your need if you'll put your faith in Him.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Varis Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at varishp.com. Varis Health Partners.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 15th, in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
You will hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Gulfwinds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000.
This year, help us raise funds for supporting our childhood cancer patients with a lit laser.
Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Walmart and Sam's Club.
Thank you.
And our hope sponsors, Belcor Commercial, LLC, and Penair Credit Union. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks. Rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center. Or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play P. Cola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a really interesting opportunity to go to the driver training course for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office over in Brunson Field and learn how to drive around the cones and do serpentine and hard braking and evasive maneuvers and intersections. And yes, learned how to do pit maneuvers and did a few and have a newfound respect for what the law enforcement officers have to deal with when they're in pursuit or dealing with the bad guys on the roads. You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I can't get enough of you, baby. I can't get enough of you, baby.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
5:23, News Radio 92.3, taking care of some economic business here this afternoon. Latest numbers on the job market have been released. Here's Jenny Casola.
Companies are apparently still reluctant to lay off staff. New claims for unemployment benefits rose by just 6,000 last week to 226,000. The forecast was for 221,000 new claims, but at the eight-month high of 250,000 was in the first week of June. However, continuing claims, the reading on those remaining on benefits continues to inch higher. 1.97 million for the week ending July 26th. It's the highest number of continuing claims in more than 3.5 years, and it's a sign new jobs are less plentiful, so laid-off workers are having to look longer for new employment. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
5:24, stocks ending the day mixed. Today, Hillary Barsky is in with the numbers on News Radio 92.3.
Stocks finishing mixed as President Trump's sweeping tariffs kick in on dozens of countries. President Trump inking an executive order opening up Americans' 401k plans to private equity funds, cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, and other alternative investments. Tech gained today, which lifted the tech-heavy NASDAQ for a record close. Shares of Apple popped 3%. The Dow winners, Apple, Boeing, and Coca-Cola. The Dow decliners, Caterpillar, Microsoft, and Salesforce. The Dow down 224 points. The NASDAQ higher by 70. S&P 500 down 5. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price making his way in and looking at that weather and traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, and there's a lot to dig into here. Roads are kind of nightmarish right now. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also got some on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. And we got a couple of busy intersections in Pensacola as well, most notably Palafox Street and Burgess Road, but also Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Those are just the spots in Pensacola. We still got a lot of backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling both eastbound and westbound towards Avalon Boulevard, and on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing the Windhaven Beach area, and two spots on Highway 90. If you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, that's looking worse than usual. But we also got some backups on 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Next several days, the high is sitting at a steady 90, but the rainfall chances are going to increase heading not just into your weekend, but into your next work week.
All right. Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3, President Trump is demanding a new U.S. Census. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
President Trump says he's instructed the Commerce Department to immediately begin work on a new census that he says is based on modern-day facts and figures and information gained from the 2024 election. On his Truth Social platform, the president also says people in the country illegally will not be counted in the census. The census required every 10 years is essential to determining how many congressional seats are apportioned to each state. The 14th Amendment says the whole number of persons in each state is counted, and excluding residents without legal status could trigger court challenges. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And speaking of President Trump, his tariffs are now in effect for over 60 countries and the EU. A wide variety of products will be hit, ranging from appliances, cars, food, and furniture. In a post on Truth Social, just after things went into effect, Trump said billions of dollars are now flowing into the U.S.
One of former President Biden's top advisors faced a deposition today with House lawmakers as they continue looking into the former president's alleged mental decline while in office. Asha Hosni has more from Capitol Hill on Anita Dunn and what was going on.
I asked her why she or anyone else didn't tell the American people that he was having memory issues, that he was less energetic. That is according to a source familiar with Ron Klain's deposition. That's what he apparently told the committee. And I also asked her about the Hunter pardon. She's been public about basically rejecting it, saying that it wasn't a good idea from the Biden administration. She has openly criticized the former president's decision to pardon his son, to which Hunter Biden actually fired back in those recent podcast he did, naming Dunn among his targets. Earlier this week, former aide Bruce Reed defended the former president, claiming that his debate struggles were all caused by his stutter.
And there was a helicopter crash on the Mississippi River near Illinois, and it claimed the lives of two people. Happened near Alton, about 25 miles north of St. Louis. The Missouri State Highway Patrol said the helicopter hit power lines before crashing into a barge.
Yeah, a very strange accident there. I did see the footage on that one. Hey, today is National Purple Heart Day, which recognizes those who have been wounded or killed in action while defending the U.S. Kevin Urinsky has more in Securing America.
George Washington created the Purple Heart on August 7th, 1782. It was first known as the Badge of Military Merit, but it wasn't a regular honor until it was revived on Washington's 200th birthday in 1932, when it was made retroactive, meaning soldiers from World War I could be honored. In 1942, Congress changed the parameters for the Purple Heart, making it awardable only for injuries or wounds suffered in service, and expanded it to all of the military branches. Originally, it was just for the Army. Purple symbolizes the courage of those who serve. The modern medal features a bust of Washington on one side and the words "for military merit" on the other. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And three of the five soldiers shot at Fort Stewart in Georgia have been released from the hospital. Brigadier General John Lubas said the other two soldiers who remain hospitalized are expected to make full recoveries, though, and one could even be released this weekend. The suspected gunman, who was an active duty military member himself, was taken into custody following the attack.
Okay, don't forget Saturday, Florida Rep. Michelle Saltzman and community partners giving away free backpacks filled with school-related items during the District 1 food distribution and backpack giveaway at Marcus Point Baptist Church on W Street. Listen, you can still volunteer if you can help them out, 850-324-2744. The goal is to benefit at least 300 local families. Supplies will be given out on a first-come, first-served basis. Coming up in Lesson 5, we'll have sports. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump marking Purple Heart Day at the White House today to honor combat wounded veterans, recognizing nearly 100 Purple Heart recipients. Mr. President, is there still a Friday deadline for Russian President Vladimir Putin to reach a peace deal with Ukraine?
We're going to see what he has to say. It's going to be up to him. Very disappointed.
Well, some Texas Democrats remain at large after fleeing the state in protest of Republicans' proposed congressional map, which could potentially give the GOP a five-seat advantage in Congress. When asked if she would return to vote no on this new map on the Fox's The Will Cain Show, Texas Democratic State Representative Mihaela Plisa says Republicans need to take their job seriously first.
I am willing to take votes when Republicans are showing that they're not doing the bidding of Donald Trump and that they're focused on Texans and Texas voters.
Senator John Cornyn sent a letter to the FBI requesting agents step in and bring those people back. America's listening to Fox News.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Okay, so it's gonna be about $1,200.
Wait, did you even figure out what was wrong?
Well, my guy said something about the flux capacitor. Oh, and we had some extra parts.
Extra parts? So. That's a no for me.
Don't settle for vague answers and mystery charges. Head to Garage 850 on Sun Valley Drive just off Michigan Avenue. Rusty and his ASE certified crew actually explain what's going on and get it done right. Specials online now at garage850.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the busiest period of the Atlantic hurricane season runs from mid-August through mid-October. Everyone in our neck of the woods knows this. But this month is living up to that reputation. National Hurricane Center forecasters are tracking three systems in the tropics. Tropical Storm Dexter, Invest 96L, and a weak area of low pressure off the southeastern U.S. coastline. None of the systems are a threat to Florida, though.
Okay, number two in stories today. Here's the latest on ICE's attempt to hire away local deputies. Both Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons and Santa Rosa's Bob Johnson are united to stand against the tactic. Simmons says he does not resent the role ICE is playing in Escambia County. He only objects to the recruitment of deputies, especially his deputies, which comes at a time when many sheriff's offices here in Florida are short-staffed. ICE will provide $10,000 a year to officers who sign a five-year commitment.
And it's official. Dr. Clifford Humphrey is UWF's new vice president of strategic initiatives and chief of staff. In a move this week, Humphrey began reporting to President Manny Diaz as a member of the president's cabinet. He's also responsible for driving strategic initiatives, managing critical operations, and coordinating high-impact projects across the university and its external partners.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, across America today, they're celebrating Purple Heart Day nationally. We're doing it locally as well. Pensacola State College has been recognized as a Purple Heart College by the Military Order of the Purple Heart. The designation is in recognition of PSC's work to serve and honor vets. Now, the college held a Purple Heart recognition ceremony this morning. Jill Hubbs works over at PSC.
To honor those men and women who have received the designation of a Purple Heart recipient, meaning that they have been wounded in the service of our country or ultimately, given their all and killed in action.
Well, Hubbs also recognized during that ceremony her father, Commander Donald Richard Hubbs, a Navy pilot that still considered missing in action after his plane vanished in Vietnam back in 1968.
And the latest numbers show more than 2,200 households in Pensacola have now opted into the city's new recycling program. Pensacola Energy says the service has also caught up on pickups throughout the city. The recycling service had a challenging introduction, as you may remember us reporting on, as the city was dealing with staff shortages and initially got behind in pickups. Many residents also said they never got the memo when trash switched from once to twice per week pickup. Officials now say everything is running caught up and running on schedule.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
High fly ball center field. Angel Martinez back. On the track at the wall. It's off the fence. Soto in the second base with a double. Now they're going to say it did clear the fence and went out of the park for a home run. And Soto ends the big rigs bid for a no-hitter with a solo homer in the bottom of the ninth.
On Cleveland Guardians TV, with one out in the ninth inning Wednesday at Citi Field, Juan Soto hit a home run for the Mets. It ended Gavin Williams' attempt at a no-hitter. The Guardians still won the game 4-1. The Mets, who have lost four games in a row, did not lose any ground in the standing, still 2.5 games behind the NL East leading Phillies, whose three-game win streak was snapped, beaten Wednesday at Baltimore 5-1. The American League best Toronto Blue Jays hit five home runs at Coors Field in Denver and destroyed the Rockies 20-1. Toronto set a modern era record for the most hits by one team in any three-game series in the 20th or 21st centuries. The Blue Jays finished with 63 hits in three games against the Rockies, including 45 runs, 13 home runs, two hit yesterday by Toronto's Davis Schneider. Blue Jays lead the Red Sox by four games atop the AL East. Boston's win streak ended at seven games. The Red Sox lost to the Royals 7-3. The Yankees ended a five-game losing streak with a 3-2 win over the Rangers. AL Central leading Tigers lost 9-4 to the Twins. Detroit's lead over Cleveland now six games. The Mariners scored an 8-6 win against the White Sox. Combined with the Astros' 6-4 loss to the Marlins, Seattle moved within two games of first place in the AL West. The Brewers kept a four-game lead over the Cubs atop the NL Central. Milwaukee won its sixth game in a row, 5-4 against the Braves. The Cubs beat the Reds 6-1. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the FedEx Cup playoffs are underway in Tennessee. They began with the St. Jude Championship in Memphis at TPC Southwind. Only the top 70 players earned a spot in this week's event, with that number being cut down to 50 for next week's BMW Championship. Finishing in the top 50 in the FedEx Cup will guarantee golfers entry into next season's signature events. Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, and Sepp Straka entered the first postseason event sitting in the top three.
Yeah, I know they were running down the MLB games and stats a second ago. Let me just remind you, our very own baseball team, Pensacola, has posted a 55-47 record in the 25 season. Now, on Wednesday, Montgomery brought out the big bats with 11-5 win over the Wahoos. Double hitter today. They started the first game at 4:05. They'll pick it up for the second makeup game after that one, because it was a rainout on Tuesday, and they had to work that in on today's schedule. There's going to be plenty of talented quarterbacks looking to prove themselves this weekend. Action begins tonight with three games on tap. We're talking NFL football here, folks.
Yeah.
All right, Indy takes on Baltimore. That game kicks off in about 20 minutes. Cincy at Philadelphia, that game gets underway at 6:30. And Las Vegas, the Raiders take on the Seahawks, and they'll have a 9 o'clock kickoff for that game tonight.
Right, and according to ESPN, Colts and Ravens and Raiders and Seahawks are both supposed to be on the NFL Network. And, you know, there's some surprisingly good storylines here. Colts and Ravens, of course, Colts used to be in Baltimore, so if you want to dig deep into that, you can.
Yeah, but Ursay moved them out in the middle of the night. Ticked a lot of people off.
Well, and then you got the Raiders and Seahawks, and while you're not going to be seeing much of them, especially in preseason action, that's the team that Geno Smith is coming from. Of course, Pete Carroll now being the head coach of the Raiders, that's interesting too. And Bengals, they've been a bigger name in the past few years, but the Eagles, the defending Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, I wonder if Pete's going to get a contract for a gum company. Always chewing gum on the sidelines.
Well, and so yeah, if you're interested in the preseason slate tonight, it's about as storied as it can possibly be.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Bart Winkler with a Sports Minute, sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store at metalsupermarkets.com. The Manning family in the news today is Archie has strongly insinuated that his grandson Arch will not be leaving Texas after this season. It's been the Manning way to graduate first, then come out, but could this be a long-term play? They know all about bad draft APR. Don't overlook the possibility that they are setting the narrative now in case they don't like the teams atop the draft board later. I'm Bart Winkler.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And we cut to size, because just like taxes and BS, we think metal is better when cut. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or shop online at metalsupermarkets.com.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, 542, News Radio 92.3. Here's some tips to prevent and recognize the signs of Lyme disease. Wasn't it Justin Timberlake who admitted he had Lyme disease recently?
Yes, it was.
Okay, Lisa Brady's in with some information for you.
This is House Call for Health. Lyme disease can be common during this time of year. A bacterial infection causes the disease transmitted to humans through the bite of a deer tick. Experts tell Fox News Digital the infection can lead to joint pain, severe muscle pain, Lyme arthritis, even cardiac complications and neurological conditions. One major sign of Lyme disease, a red circular bullseye rash or multiple rashes. The CDC says most cases of Lyme disease can be treated with 10 to 14 days of antibiotics. Being treated that way in the early stages usually leads to a rapid and complete recovery. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And the Cleveland Clinic is reminding Americans that West Nile virus cases typically rise this time of year. The virus that is transmitted through mosquitoes is most active through September, with multiple cases being reported now. Doctors at the Cleveland Clinic recommend folks try to avoid being outdoors at sunrise and sunset, because that's the time mosquitoes are most active, and apply an EPA-approved mosquito repellent.
All right. Some farmers saying that migrant deportations have left them unable to harvest valuable fruit, as there just are not enough workers to pick the harvest. But here comes the redeeming value. There is now a solution on the way for some farms. Dan Springer explains from Washington.
When ICE raided a California farm in June, rounding up illegal immigrants, the ripple effect has led to worker shortages at farms all the way up the West Coast. Some cherry growers in Oregon and Washington State say they had to leave more than a third of their crop on the trees. It's estimated anywhere between 40% up to 80% of America's farm workers are in the country illegally, but that could be changing. Just about every worker in this apple orchard in Brewster, Washington, is a legal foreign guest worker on a six-month contract through the government's H-2A program.
Okay, 545, News Radio 92.3. Yeah, Austin Price has that weather and local traffic outlook for you this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see what we got here. Got some backups on Highway 90, particularly if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also have a little bit remaining on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, and maybe a little bit at the intersection of Burgess Road and Palafox Street. But the good news is we are seeing a lot of the spots that were giving us issues dying down. So thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so tonight. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Next several days are going to have rainfall chances increasing all the way into your next work week. The high for all of those days is sitting at a steady 90 degrees, so not bad.
Not bad at all. We'll see those pop-up showers. Nationwide, the snapshot, not looking so good. Severe thunderstorms expected to drench the northern plains, while extreme heat conditions continue in the southwest. Janice Dean in with the forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible today over sections of the northern plains, then across the upper Mississippi Valley on Friday. Extreme heat warnings continue over southeast California and the southwest. In the tropics, we're watching a few spots for possible development, including an area of low pressure that will bring heavy rain along the Gulf Coast and Florida this weekend, and a system off the southeast coast moving away from the U.S. Fox Weather has all of the latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, the Trump administration moving forward with another migrant detention facility, this one on the grounds of a U.S. military base. Kevin Yurinsky has the story.
Pentagon Press Secretary Kingsley Wilson announced during a Thursday briefing that the largest federal migrant detention facility to date began construction in mid-July at Fort Bliss, Texas.
Work has begun for initial detainment capacity of 1,000 illegal aliens, with initial operating capacity likely to be achieved mid-late August.
But, Wilson says, that's just the initial phase.
We will finish construction for up to 5,000 beds in the weeks and months ahead.
The Fort Bliss would join the facility known as Alligator Alcatraz in Florida, which can hold 2,000 migrants, and the proposed Speedway Sling, which will be able to hold 1,000. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump's overall and economic approval ratings remain in negative territory despite a slight improvement in the latest CNBC All-America Economic Survey. The president, however, only garnering positive approval in one of seven key issues. The survey also shows a modest rise in the public's preference for the Democrats to control Congress, rising to a 49% to 44% advantage, which marks the largest lead for Democrats since 2021. American Airlines is said to be adding seasonal service to Budapest, Prague, and Buenos Aires next summer, which were grounded amid the pandemic. Flights will mostly depart from hubs in Dallas and Philadelphia. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow falling more than 220 points, the S&P 500 off the pace by 5, and the NASDAQ gained more than 70. U.S. crude oil futures for September are down slightly. They're below $64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, two media companies have completed their long, drawn-out merger. We're talking CBS and Paramount finally getting this deal done. Hillary Barsky has the details.
It's official. Skydance Media and Paramount Global, the parent of the CBS television network, Paramount Pictures Movie Studio, as well as a portfolio of cable channels, will be joining forces, creating a new entertainment entity. The company, officially named Paramount, a Skydance Corporation, will combine Paramount's content library and global distribution network with Skydance's production capabilities and technological resources. David Ellison is chairman and CEO of the combined company. The $8.4 billion deal is driven driven by the entertainment industry's belief that it needs to consolidate to better compete with Apple, Amazon, and Netflix that operate their own studios and increasingly popular streaming services. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And President Trump calling for the CEO of Intel to resign. The president made a post to Truth Social arguing that Lip-Bu Tan is highly conflicted and must resign immediately. Trump's comments follow Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton's letter to the semiconductor firm earlier this week, questioning Tan over concerns with his ties to China.
Well, President Trump is expanding investment options for private retirement accounts. Jared Halpern is at the White House with the story.
An executive order is designed to give Americans diversified investments in 401k and other retirement contribution plans, allowing assets like private equity, real estate, and digital assets. President Trump says most employer-sponsored plans are restrictive from alternative assets used by wealthy investors and says regulatory overreach is hindering workers' retirement growth. The order directs the Labor Department to re-examine guidance on investments for retirement plans and calls on the SEC to facilitate access to alternative assets. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And more Americans than expected found themselves filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department says it received 226,000 initial requests in the week ending August 2nd. That's an increase of 7,000 from the previous week's revision today. It's also a few thousand more than most analysts had been expecting today.
It's just me. I want to tell you. It's just me on this story here. And I don't think I like the fact of getting in driverless cars. That's just me. But I just want to pass it on. The future may be here for the trucking industry to do just that.
Ooh.
A new company trying to solve a massive staffing shortage by releasing driverless semi-trucks. Well, Jeff Locke has the details from Dallas. He is on the road this afternoon inside one of the trucks driving driverless.
The fact is they're already on the road. The only difference is that there is a safety, what they call a safety driver. Now, he's not steering this truck. He's a fully qualified driver, but what they're doing now is gathering data. The truck is driving itself. How soon will they get to a point where they actually can remove the safety driver? They think by the second half of next year. At least that's according to the CEO of Kodiak Robotics, which is operating this, one of the big players in this. Huge shortage of long-haul drivers particularly. Nobody wants that job anymore, you know, going coast to coast. These guys, or this truck, with a robot, 24/7, rain or shine, night and day.
All righty. You know, since we're talking about some driverless vehicles here, Uber talking with banks and private equity firms to get the cash it wants to expand its robo-taxi business. The company has been making partnerships with automakers to build its footprint in the self-driving taxi industry. In the meantime, the company says it will use some of its annual $7 billion in cash flow to deploy the robo-taxis. 5:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Saturday, August 16th, come to the Sneak Peek Land Sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 plus acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. That's right, get 20 to 50 plus acres in Baldwin County from just $139.9 with excellent financing available. Ranches at Creekside Preserve features private large acreage tracts with beautiful woodlands, rolling meadows, and a peaceful creek, all surrounded by pristine natural beauty and abundant wildlife. It's your opportunity to live in Baldwin County, Alabama, one of the fastest growing coastal counties in the U.S. due to low taxes and a low cost of living. Don't miss out. Come to the Sneak Peek Land Sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 plus acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. Call 877-888-1415 or visit creeksidepreserveal.com. creeksidepreserveal.com.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. Three bold sandwiches and one happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar Pulled Pork Sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I put you high up in the sky, and now you're not coming down. It slowly turned you, let me burn now.
555, News Radio 92.3. Wreck coming right at you like a wrecking ball.
Yeah. Gosh, that song was such a big deal. I got tired of hearing it back in the day.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. You heard it. That's the voice of Austin Price. He's live. He's well. He's in with the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, I've got opinions on a lot of things. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Luckily, we don't have too much going on. It's around this time every afternoon that a lot of our backups start to die down. Our worst looking spot is far and away Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But that should hopefully smooth out a little bit over the course of the next, I don't know, 15 minutes or so. As for your weather, 85 degrees right now, low of 75 tonight. Slight rainfall chances this evening, but they're going to pick up over the course of the next several days heading into your next work week, and the highs in that span will sit at a steady 90.
Here's today's pop culture news.
556 News Radio 92.3. I've been a fan of South Park for quite a while. Mm-hmm. The new episode, I don't. Have you seen the episode 2 here that's out depicting more White House officials?
I've seen I've seen a lot of buzz about it. I have not seen it, no.
Watch it. Here's Michelle Polino.
The second episode of South Park's newest season took another swing at President Donald Trump and his administration, this time targeting DHS Secretary Kristi Noem and Vice President J.D. Vance. In the episode, Noem appears in an orientation video, proudly recalling that she shot her own puppy in the face, a reference to her 2024 memoir confession. The dark moment becomes a reoccurring theme, with Noem at one point shooting Crypto the Superdog.
All right, got him!
Also in the crosshairs, Vice President J.D. Vance, depicted as a toddler-sized sidekick who follows Trump around Mar-a-Lago, much to the president's annoyance. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And a lawyer for Sean Diddy Combs says the rap mogul is plotting a career comeback once he's freed. Combs was found guilty last month on 2 prostitution-related charges and could get up to 5 years in prison when he's sentenced in October. But yesterday, a lawyer for the 55-year-old rapper told CBS News that Diddy has been planning a comeback concert at Madison Square Garden when he gets out. Good luck landing that. He also said Combs is eager to get back with his mother and to reestablish a relationship with his 7 children.
Superman, joining ICE. Do they bring in the phone booth at the same time when this goes on? Or... Well, let me just preface this by saying, well, sort of. Actor Dean Cain has joined ICE. Of course, he played Superman. Michelle Polino has more on the story.
Dean Cain, best known for playing Superman in the 90s series Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, just took on a new role as a sworn officer for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Cain posted the news in a video.
I felt it was important to join with our first responders to help secure the safety of all Americans, not just talk about it.
The actor promoted the agency's incentives, including a $50,000 signing bonus, student loan repayment, and enhanced retirement, and described ICE as targeting the worst of the worst. Cain's announcement divided fans. Some praised him as a legend, while others slammed his alignment with the agency. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And since we're talking about DC comic book heroes here, comic book fans have more DC films on the way to look forward to. Warner Brothers Discovery provided shareholders with an update on the schedule of DC movies earlier today. The long-awaited The Batman Part 2 will begin filming next spring for an October 1st, 2027 release. Meanwhile, the studio confirmed that James Gunn is preparing to write the next installment in the Super Family. Gunn is also working on Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, and Clayface that will hit theaters next year, as well as the next Wonder Woman film.
I think we all knew something was up with the Kelly Clarkson Nickelodeon franchise, missing a lot of shows and really wasn't sure what was going on. We now have a better understanding what is happening. Kelly Clarkson is postponing some of her upcoming performances to grieve for her ex-husband who passed away. Michelle's in with this story.
Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, has died. He was 48 years old. The news comes after the singer announced Wednesday night that she's postponing the remaining August dates of Kelly Clarkson's studio sessions at Caesars Palace, posting on social media, "While I normally keep my personal life private, this past year, my children's father has been ill, and at this moment, I need to be fully present for them." A rep for the family told Fox News Digital in a statement, in part, "Brandon bravely battled cancer for more than 3 years. He passed away peacefully and was surrounded by family." Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Hey, there's one thing to remember if we happen to get a tropical storm or so. Make sure you protect your personal information. Put them in plastic containers so they don't get wet. That might help you out this year. Hope you don't have to do it. Okay, we'll have the news for you coming up at 12. This is News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.